couples experience this, I know we've experienced it, is trying to find one that we mutually like.
How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. Today, some tips for finding a couple of friends.
That the man and the woman we both like, all couples experience this. So you have to kind of go for a test drive, if you will. You know, don't just stop after one couple and say, oh, we'll never find one. In your church circles, in your neighborhood, wherever you find yourself meeting people, find somebody that you like and then meet up with the other partner and get to know each other. Be intentional about it.
Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. For more free tips on Great Commandment living, loving, and friendships, greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. Now you can host a Great Commandment Weekend workshop in your church and community, where participants will really experience Scripture within their own relationships as led by an Intimate Life Ministries trainer. Each workshop focuses on a specific type of relationship, such as marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships. At the workshop, you'll explore and become better equipped in God's antidote to the first human crisis, removing aloneness. All participants experience Scripture lived out in their relationship with God and others, especially their nearest ones. And all participants are challenged to ask a different question concerning their closest relationships. What should God be receiving from this relationship? For information on weekend workshops you can host on marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships, go to our website at greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. Or call toll-free 1-800-881-8008. Welcome. It's time for Great Commandment Radio. More how-tos for loving God and loving others as you love yourself, living out the greatest of all the commandments, and doing it in the real world. In our American culture, being self-made, being able to take care of yourself, pull up your bootstraps and do it yourself is a pretty big deal. But you know what? We're not alone in that trait. It's actually pretty human. It's pretty worldwide. And yet it blocks us and robs us of the joy of loving God and loving others as God intended. Our topic this week, how to build healthy relationships, not only in our own homes, but around the world. Here are David and Teresa Ferguson, the co-directors of Intimate Life Ministries.
David, you know how hard it is sometimes, I'm getting better, for me to say, I need you. Sometimes I'm very self-sufficient. Now, be careful.
We have this on tape.
I'm admitting this, so be careful. Sometimes it's hard for me to admit that I need help because I can be very self-reliant and self-sufficient. And what I have come to learn is there are people in Russia that feel like they don't need anybody either.
I wonder if we can learn something from that. Today's program, Great Commandment Radio. We're talking about healthy relationships around the world. And Teresa, you're right. We're going to learn in our next segment from some of our friends in the former Soviet Union, now called the Ukraine, how important it is to realize we need one another. You really do need me. Took you a long time to admit that.
And I still sometimes try to do it alone. I try to be the Lone Ranger.
How about you? You may be listening today, and this might apply first to you. We want you to be listening. You really need other people. You might only think you don't need anybody or you only need God. Not true. You need God and you need other people. Or you may be listening today, and maybe your best friend is really self-reliant. Maybe your spouse is self-reliant. You might want to pick up the phone, give a quick phone call to say, listen over the internet.
You need this.
You need this. We're talking about we really do need one another. And in our interview segment today on healthy relationships around the world, Adam Mason, director of counseling at the huge First Baptist Church of Houston, is going to be joining us about a trip around the world to the Kiev, Ukraine. And in the midst of that, you're going to hear how startling it was for people to realize we need one another. We need things like encouragement. We need things like support, acceptance, appreciation, approval, comfort, respect. How about those words? Any of those words kind of speak to your heart? I think I'd like a little of that. You really do need more than air, food, and water. You need some things relationally. Sure, you've received them from God. I hope you have. His acceptance, his affirmation, his encouragement, his support. But we also need them from one another, maybe beginning with those nearest you. Thanks for joining us today on Great Commandment Radio. Visit our website, greatcommandment.net. You can always listen there over the internet. You'll also find helpful resources. Thanks for joining us.
David and Teresa Ferguson, they co-direct Intimate Life Ministries. Find out more about Intimate Life Ministries, especially this week, our Great Commandment Network of churches, churches worldwide who share a goal of helping the body of Christ and then our communities experience scriptures in our closest relationships, our marriages and families. Experiencing scripture, that's what we're all about at Intimate Life Ministries. You can be about it too. Go to greatcommandment.net. There you'll find today's free download from Great Commandment Radio, a list of Great Commandment churches, how to get your church involved, and resources that can help you in your closest relationships, and resources you can spread throughout your church and community. It's all available through greatcommandment.net. That's greatcommandment.net. Coming up in our next segment of Great Commandment Radio, David interviews our friend Adam Mason. We'll find out about how former enemies share needs. Would you like for more people in your church, in your community, to experience the how-tos of loving God and loving others just a little bit better, living out the greatest of all commandments? Perhaps we can be of help. Go to our website, greatcommandment.net. That's www.greatcommandment.net. You'll find a schedule for workshops going on around the country, literally around the world. Workshops that are hands-on, experiential, where people walk away knowing the Bible works. And you can find out how you or your church can sponsor workshops on topics such as parenting, single adult living, marriage, church leadership, and more. It's all at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Great Commandment Living. It's worth spreading around. How-tos for Great Commandment Living and Loving, even how-tos for Great Commandment Leadership. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. Today, the team-building technique of Jesus Christ.
Relationships come before results. We sometimes look into the life of Jesus as he calls his disciples in Mark chapter 3, where the Bible says he called those disciples to first be with him and then to send them out. He would send them out to accomplish great results. But his focus for those first maybe as long as 2 years was to simply be with them. You see, he invested in relationships.
Dr. David Ferguson, for more tips on Great Commandment Living, Loving, and Leadership, greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. You're married. Things are okay, or maybe not. Aloneness in a marriage can produce a wide variety of emotions, thoughts, and feelings that can destroy a marriage. Change the pattern. You've been married a few months or a few years. Your intimacy could be better. You know the problems are about the ways you relate, but how can you change? Never Alone Devotions for Couples by David and Teresa Ferguson will help you give and receive love in a whole new way. Through these proven principles, you will find fresh strength to join with Christ to meet each other's relational needs. You can and you will improve your marriage and grow spiritually as a couple. Order the Never Alone Devotions for Couples today. Call toll-free 1-800-881-8008. That's 1-800-881-8008. Discover true spiritual and marital intimacy through the Never Alone Devotions for Couples. Welcome back to Great Commandment Radio with David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. Our focus this week, building healthy relationships around the world. We may not share traditions, we certainly don't share language, but all of us, as creations of a loving Heavenly Father, have many things in common, like our created need for one another, But recognizing that need and learning how to meet the needs of others, well, there is a common problem among all of us. Dr. Ferguson continues our interview series this week as we learn how to build healthy relationships around the world. Our special guest today is Adam Mason of Houston First Baptist Church and his experience on need meeting in Russia. Here are David and Adam.
Adam, it's great to have you with us today, and just recently blessed by one of the reports that you've given on your trip to Russia, and hoping you might just take a little bit of time to share with us some of the vision for the trip and really just some of the impact that it seemed God had in a powerful way.
Okay, David. Well, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to visit with you today and certainly to share about the trip. It's always a wonderful opportunity or experience when you have a chance to go into a different nation, a different culture, and to be able to see how the love of Christ and the biblical truths that we experience here seem to translate so effortlessly when so many of the other cultural things don't translate. And it's that one standard that seems to be universal. As we were preparing for this trip, we were asking God to help us to best meet the needs of the people. Normally when I do a trip, I will encompass or will draw from my experiences here in counseling at Houston's First Baptist Church some of the issues that I've been seeing recently that God just impressed upon my heart this time to look around at some of the resource materials that we use within our church and to see what would be available to take with us. And so we contacted several of the people that we use, and of course we've done several things with Intimate Life Ministries here, and you were one of the first ones that we contacted to see if you had something that was available already in Russian and wouldn't mind if that we could take with us. And we were just excited and delighted that you had a piece on the needs of that we all have for relationships, and that just really fit with what we are trying to accomplish there with the church. Our goal was to help to build that church to build a community. As you're aware, the church in Eastern Europe has been under a lot of persecution, and although the church members are closed because of the persecution they've established, they're not very open. There's a closed-in or a wall that's built there because they never knew who the person was that was right, turning them in, who the informant was. And so they've not learned to be open and to give and receive. And so this seminar was really perfect because we could go in, we could share the Bible study with them and talk about the needs that we all have as humans, and that God created three different institutions through which he desired to meet those needs. In our marriage, in our family, and in the church. And then through some experiential activities through the course of the seminar, we could provide an atmosphere where they could experience having that need met within the church. And it helped them to explore ways that they could better meet that need in the family and in their marriage. And it was just an awesome experience. The Spirit of God was moving very powerfully throughout the whole time, and it was very amazing just to sit back and watch that happen and take place.
You know, Adam, one of the things that I was excited to hear in your report as you made reference to in our world what we call this top 10 relational needs is this way in which they really are common across all kinds of cultural boundaries. There's a Russian word, I'm sure, for acceptance or encouragement or support, and in fact, these people had those needs, didn't they?
Absolutely, absolutely. And having the materials already translated, as you'd had someone do that in the past, was a help because as I talked with the pastor and I would mention one of the words like approval or blessing or appreciation, and he would have to ask me to define this, help me understand what you're meaning by that so I could translate it, I could both use the materials that you had describing that as well as use the word that had already been selected in Russian and compare that for him. But you're absolutely right that as I would describe for him what we meant by those terms and how having that need met affected us, you could see the light of understanding go on in his eyes. And immediately he would say, yes, I know what you're talking about. And that's an absolute proof of the universality there, that you know, the light going off is just something that I not only experienced working with the pastor, but as he would translate it and then share it with the people who were listening, the participants, you could see the light of understanding come on in their eyes and their hearts. And sometimes there would be a tear in their eyes. Sometimes there would be a smile on their face. And just to see that is such a powerful way of connecting with other people. And you're doing it all through God's truth.
Yeah. And isn't it amazing to see, as you're just describing it, the immediate impact of people being encountered by God at the point of His truth?
Oh, absolutely.
I'm just always just blown away with how immediate and significant that is, and what a great opportunity that you've had to be a part of passing that along to others.
Oh, I agree. Yeah, completely. We chose to use an experiential activity to illustrate each of the needs, mainly because that was a way of overcoming translation problems. You know, it's one thing to define a term, but then provide an opportunity for someone to experience that concept is a much more powerful thing. Initially, the response is, you know, because it's not an open society and playing games is something that's kind of foreign to them, as, you know, they would call the different experiential activities the games, they would come away from the exercise saying, that felt good and I like that, but tell me again while we're playing games. You know,
yes.
You know, we're supposed to be here at this conference learning something. And to see that transformation take place as I realized that it was a journey that we were on, and the process of experiencing what they were experiencing was the journey.
Yes.
That was the goal of what we're trying to do. And at that point happened for each person differently through the weekend in terms of really catching on that this is what it's about, experiencing this.
Yes. You know, and Adam, even as you have just highlighted for us that in this particular ministry involvement, you were leading those there to really experience these Bible verses in some way almost before they fully comprehended what was that.
Right.
That particular approach is one that we have an important burden for in our Great Commandment Radio work, particularly the younger the person. I know it's probably true for you and your ministry, as it is for us, that particularly in what many refer to as kind of a postmodern world, the younger the person, the more they're very interested in, let's experience this truth.
Right.
And then I can better rationally understand it. And in your ministry there in Eastern Europe, to be able to do that is a great lesson for all of us back here in this country to say, as we're going to be increasingly relevant in our church ministries, what we may need to begin to do more of is leading people into the experience of these biblical truths, and then that experience of God having met them at the point of that truth begins to really touch their heart and spirit in such a way that they want to better understand and know more about that. And I think that's a great lesson from a mission field that can come right back to our country and how churches around our country become much more relevant.
Dr. David Ferguson, along with our friend Adam Mason of Houston First Baptist Church. Find out more about their ministry to their own backyard and literally around the world at hfbc.org. That's hfbc.org. Or visit our website to find out more about our Great Commandment network of churches, including Houston's First Baptist Church, at greatcommandment.net. That's www.greatcommandment.net. Call us toll-free if you'd like, 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008. More with David and Teresa and Great Commandment Radio right after this break.
There were lots of people that got married in our town during that time, real young. When you grew up in a small Texas panhandle town that had zip to do, there wasn't anything else to do but, you know, escape.
Why did you get married? Why do you stay married? Obligation for the kids? Ever say to yourself, there's got to be more to marriage than this? Call now to order Intimate Encounters from Intimate Life Ministries, a tried and tested program for discovering the secrets of a really great marriage.
It was very painful, very painful. The days seemed to be okay, but the nights were a nightmare.
Worksheets, exercises, and personal inventories to help you gain a better understanding of each other's deepest feelings and needs, resulting in a new close marriage.
He's really a balance for me, and he's my gift, and I receive him, and I wouldn't have anybody else, ever.
Order Intimate Encounters, 1-800-881-8008. How-tos for living out the great commandment, loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. Want to have more friends in your life, but with your schedule, how do you do it? It takes intention.
And so to be intentional means to sit down, look at your calendar, think through the week, think of everything you've got, think through the month if it comes to that, and think, how can we fit in a Saturday morning, you know, go to breakfast, a Friday night? It doesn't even have to go out anywhere. Who can we have over at the house and play games or drink coffee or just chat with? Who can we get to know better? Who can we have in our lives to become our friends?
Teresa Ferguson, in the next 24 hours, be intentional about friendships. And for more tips on Great Commandment living, greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. Aloneness hurts.
I took it out on the kids. I would be real harsh with them. It would come out in criticism.
Aloneness hurts you and others. A hurt that can last for generations. Change the pattern. Call today and order Parenting with Intimacy. In Parenting with Intimacy, parents of all types can experience a biblical journey of discovery and freedom, designed to establish home and family as a place of safety and refuge. Effective parenting requires just the right balance between love and discipline, rules and relationships. It also requires freedom from your own personal and childhood issues.
I just feel like that we have broken the cycle of pain that we had when we were growing up with our parents. And that is a blessing.
Order Parenting with Intimacy. 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008. Thanks for joining us today for Great Commandment Radio as we experience the how-tos for loving God and loving others. We want to take a minute to answer a question you may have. Who and what is Intimate Life Ministries?
One of the burdens of our ministry is to help people get beyond sharing with them what to do and equip them in how to do it.
Intimate Life Ministries is a training and resource ministry whose purpose is to assist in the development of Great Commandment ministries worldwide.
That's one of the keys of our ministry, is that we must come to experience biblical truth. We must move beyond simply knowing about it. We must come to experience it.
Perhaps we can be of service to you or your church or denomination. Contact us at 1-800-881-8008. We'd love to hear from you. 1-800-881-8008 or through the web at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net.
I don't know if you've ever found yourself in the situation that I did one day. I got up one morning, felt so good. Man, the world was good. And I got up, and ladies, I decided that was a good day to go shopping. You know, some days you just feel like shopping, some days you don't, but this was a good day. So I decided I wanted to go shop, and that morning I put on what I thought was a cute purple blouse, and during the days where you wore shorts and tights, you know, under your shorts. And so I had on this cute, cute outfit. I felt like I was really styling. And I headed off to the mall. Now, I had finished in one store, and I was walking out of that store, fixing to go out into the mall. And as I was walking out of the store into the mall, this young couple passed. And as they crossed my path, I don't know why, but all of a sudden I looked over to my right as they had passed, and this girl was standing there with her finger pointing at me, laughing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Now, I want you to know that I stood there and I thought, now this is not good. I mean, all of a sudden you're having a good day and then crash. Burn, zip, zip. I mean, you're on the floor.
The world of tribulation
and
has arrived.
I am sure that I looked styling that day. There wasn't a doubt in my mind. Now, I had a great sense of needing approval right then. I didn't feel very approved of. I felt like I had been made fun of and kind of put down. And that made me feel really bad. All of a sudden, I was feeling having doubts, having self-condemnation, all these bizarre thoughts were going through my mind in a flash. That's how quickly our lives can change. So I didn't know what to do except go across the mall and start praying. Now, God, I just, you know, I take these thoughts under, you know, authority and take my mind under your authority. God, I just take these thoughts and give them to you. And as I was doing that, crossing them all, praying, God started giving me good thoughts.
Started feeling a little better.
God started affirming me. God started telling me I was okay. Got to another part of the mall, into another store. And this is the point. We need each other, and God knows we need each other. Now, along the way in the mall, God was doing his job. He was approving of me. He was affirming me. He was loving me. But God also wanted to use somebody else in my life. So as I was going across the store, there was a sales lady that worked with me a lot, and she looked at me and she said, "You really look cute today." And that was God's way of affirming me and giving me approval from somebody else, a complete stranger. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, told me how much they liked my outfit. Now, we need one another. God is sufficient, but he created us as human beings to give to each other. And that's a way that God gave to me that day through somebody else. I needed those people that day.
And you do too. We need one another. Let me encourage you to visit our website at greatcommandment.net. On today's program, you'll find there a top 10 needs list. It'll actually give you some clues as to what you might need. Tricia, you've just mentioned needing an approval. We also need that, know that oftentimes some of your needs are things like attention, someone to take thought of me, to just kind of enter into my world and know me.
Acceptance is one of mine too. Please accept me. And so that really touched into that needing of acceptance and approval to me are real close. And so that really touched those in me that needed me. And God knew that about me.
And over my journey, I've come to realize I oftentimes need comfort. When I'm down, I've been sick recently, had some allergies, and I have needed you, Teresa. I hate to admit it. Sometimes I just needed you to say, "I'm sorry you're feeling so bad." Some strange way, that blesses me. I need comfort. I need something called affection. Just blessed when my wife greets me at the door with a hug.
Now, this is the kind of affection that doesn't lead to sex necessarily.
You didn't have to say that.
Well, I just want to make that. This is just touching and hugging that doesn't lead to sex. We need to have more of that, men.
Healthy relationships around the world. Did you find some lessons from our friends in the Ukraine? They were startled to realize they not only needed God, they needed one another. How about you? Closing thought is this. You remember in the Bible, Jesus would often make his trips from the Galilee toward Jerusalem. Take a look at a Bible map. You'll find he always consistently goes to this little city called Bethany. It's out of the way, has no political or religious significance. But you know who's living in Bethany? Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. I wonder if Jesus, the God-man, in his humanity, not only needed an intimate relationship with his Father, which he obviously had, he was God, but in his humanity, I wonder if he also needed others. The Bible says, Mary, Martha, Lazarus, whom he loved. We sometimes say, imagine this, singles, that was his singles group. Jesus needed others, just like you do. We're glad you've joined us today on Great Commandment Radio. Tomorrow's program, we want to continue our study on healthy relationships around the world, how you might be called of God, your church involved in passing along the truths of God's hope for relationships around the world. Hope you'll join us then on Great Commandment Radio.
That's David and Teresa Ferguson. They co-direct Intimate Life Ministries. One more reminder, check out our website. There you'll find resources like today's free download from Great Commandment Radio. Resources, workbooks, DVDs, VHSs, audio CDs that you can use in your own home. Or better yet, begin an Intimate Encounters marriage group or a single adult ministry group in your own church and community. It's a great way to spread Great Commandment love in a Great Commission passion. Resources, today's free download, the Great Commandment Network of Churches, and much more. All available at greatcommandment.net, www.greatcommandment.net, or pick up that telephone and call our staff toll free. We'll always take time to talk to you. 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008. On the next edition of Great Commandment Radio, David and Teresa challenge all of us with an attitude check.
Let's think about that drive from home to church and kind of what the attitude in that car is.
No, I've got an even better suggestion. Maybe it'd be better if we didn't even go to church if we can't settle it at home and not transport it to church.